This is a guide to emotion surfing, also known as riding the wave. It's natural for us to feel all the emotions, and this includes anxiety, anger, sadness, hopelessness sometimes. And we experience the physical sensations, the feelings and the thoughts that come along too. This is being human. And it might be said that we feel more intense emotions in these times that we're currently living in. We ruminate, we overthink. We might replay the same worries over and over. Prolonged stress that can take its toll on us. To worry is to be human too. And emotion surfing offers us a way to feel our emotions but not get too stuck in them. Now you might be coming to this because you're feeling intense emotion, or you might be listening to learn more about this practice and discover how to step back from your emotional struggles. And if so, you'll be able to imagine those familiar feelings as you listen along and you try this out. Let's begin by taking a deep breath and letting go of any unnecessary tension anywhere in your body. You can choose to sit or lay down for these few moments, or stand or walk around, whatever is comfortable for you right now. If you notice any unnecessary tension in your body, you can let that go. Maybe a tightness in your forehead, or those little muscles around your eyes. You can relax them. Down to your jaw, your neck, or down and across your shoulders. The places where we tend to hold on to tension, maybe down your back or your lower body. Just breathe and relax. And as you tune into your inner experience a little bit more, perhaps noticing where in the body you might be feeling that emotion, the anxiety or the anger, the feeling on edge, whatever you may be experiencing in this moment. Where in your body do you seem to feel it most? Some people experience certain emotions as warm or cool, or a heaviness, or a fluttering feeling. For some people, these feelings come and go, or they move around. Or for others, it might feel more constant. Just notice how it feels for you, in your body, in this moment. Because all our feelings can do is make us feel them. And we can really feel them, with no need to push them away. And it can be helpful to remember that we're not defined by an emotion just because we're feeling it. All our emotions can come and go, and meeting them with curiosity actually helps them on their way. So just allowing ourselves to feel the emotion, using our breath to calmly be the observer. And you might want to name or express this emotion. I'm feeling sad right now. I'm feeling anxious right now, or conflicted or afraid. Inviting the feeling in and giving it a name. And perhaps noticing the thoughts or the self-talk that comes along too. I like this feeling. I don't like this feeling. I hate this. Or I can tolerate it right now, but I want it to go away. Sometimes the things we tell ourselves about ourselves are based on this feeling. Maybe you can recognise where this emotion or feeling tends to take you. To a reflex, a reaction, a habit, down a rabbit hole. To a place of feeling low or frustrated. Or perhaps just numb and a bit drained or wiped out. Just notice how it feels to stay with this, with no need to engage with it any more than this. No need to react or try and change the feeling or to get rid of it, just observing. As you breathe and notice these parts of this experience, The emotion might feel like it's building in intensity, or maybe it's passing now. Maybe it's peaked. If it is building, if it's still rising, it helps to remember that emotions and feelings do rise up before they subside again, just like a wave. And by allowing yourself to feel this rising and falling away, you get to stay on top of the experience. Fighting the emotion, fighting the wave, can drain so much energy. Getting tangled up in the feelings and the thoughts can amplify them, making things feel worse or more permanent or more threatening than they actually are. But using our breath as our surfboard, we let the wave come along, build up and crest and fall away, all by itself. We ride it out, knowing that this too will pass. And further waves may come along, the fluctuation of our emotion, and we can get used to relaxing and stepping back to let them pass along too. Surfing in this way shortens the half-life of our unwanted feelings and emotions. And it does this significantly, so you're not hijacked or stuck in whatever you're feeling. You can take another deep breath and feel the passing of emotion all by itself, enabling you to move forwards too. And you can do this for as long as you wish, whenever you wish.